We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Diana Rossini, who's all over it right now, she's killing it on social media, tweeting out within the last 30 minutes, 20 minutes in fact, the 49ers have had conversations with teams, including one team picking in the top 10, about trading either one of their prized wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, in an effort to move up in the first round, per sources. So you would imagine they would trade one of those guys to take one of the three best wide receivers. I'm just going to say right now, that offense is already a cheat code. I don't think they're going to get Marvin. I think Marvin's going to be the fourth pick. Can you imagine Marvin Harrison Jr. in Kyle Shanahan's offense with Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle?
I think it would be pretty special.
Ridiculous. Don't help them. That is my message. And here's the thing. I think right now, given his production, he's wildly underrated. Like, his production's not too far off the truly elite wide receivers in the NFL, and he's sharing the ball with George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, and Deebo Samuel. So you would imagine if all of a sudden it's him and one other playmaker, that dude should be able to get a 15, 16, 1,700-yard season.
What team is trading? I know she said only one, and I don't know that what else would be included in this, but what team in the top 10 is trading away that pick with a chance to get one of those receivers for a guy like Brandon Ayuk, who's 26 years old, or Deebo, who's 28?
I think Ayuk would be the guy you trade for, but I would.
But then you have to pay him right away.
I'll give you the. It's going to be the Bears.
That'd be stupid. Automatically have to pay the guy right now rather than get a rookie for 5 years, so you don't have to pay till year five at least.
Well, okay, but then you've got a bona fide guarantee, and in the Bears, it.
Do we know? I mean, Ayuk, as good as he is, like, he just had his best season last year. Are we sure he's proven?
I mean, you could say that about any ascending player, though. Like, a fair amount of guys fit that profile. I'm not trying to discount what you're saying out of hand, because, like, I would rather Marvin Harrison Jr. than Brandon Ayuk. Like,
I would rather any of the top three receivers rather than him.
I don't know. Wide receiver's just a difficult position. I think that's why it makes sense. Like, honestly, you know, what was it? Justin Jefferson went two picks after Jalen Reagor. There's been countless times. Like, I thought Peter Work was going to be a Hall of Fame wide receiver when he was at Florida State. Came to the NFL and he was gone. And Chad Ochocinco, who was a second-round pick, and Hushman Zada, who was a seventh-round pick, they were better players their rookie years than Peter Work ever was. Now, some of that was injury, but, like, I see what you're saying. I agree with you, but you're still talking about if you can get a first-rounder, a second-rounder, and Brandon Ayuk, and you move down 20 spots.
Well, but you're just trading first round picks at that point. You're not getting a first round.
Well, but
round
I think that's the trade. I think it is to move up.
Right. So in essence, you're just picking up the player in a second round pick.
Yeah. Which again, to drop 20 spots in the draft and pick up Ayuk, and the Bears have like four. I'm trying to talk you into it. I see it. I don't necessarily think I would do it. But, like, the Bears apparently will call anyone. Like, the Bears are telling everyone we're very open to moving the ninth pick. They're trying to give away the ninth pick at this point. That's just why I said the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, I just would say, like, that takes away a huge advantage. And granted, like you said, you're counting on these receivers to be great right away, and you're counting on them to be a home run. But, like, you have a potential franchise quarterback, a potential receiver to equal that you don't have to pay either of those guys. That's a huge advantage.
I... if you
to
already,
build the rest of your roster around.
If you already have a young team, you know what I mean? Like, there does come a point where, especially, and I hate to keep going back to the Bears because I don't think they should do it. I think the Bears should trade out because they only have four picks. I don't think the Bears are in a position to pick up a guy like Ayuk. That being said, I understand why you might do it. And they've got a butt ton of cap space still. Also, I think Ayuk is underrated. They shouldn't do it, but I understand it.
Newsom's overrated. He's underrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got problems with my Ayuk take?
I don't know that he's underrated.
When you think of that offense, who do you think of first? It is not
Debo.
Okay.
Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Kittle.
Okay. Keep going.
McCaffrey.
Okay. And?
I mean, I definitely think of Ayuk when I think of the receivers.
You said Debo Samuel first.
How much credit are you giving Kyle Shanahan?
He's a hybrid, dude.
Okay.
How much of this is Kyle Shanahan, though?
A lot.
Okay, but, well, okay.
I mean, are you 100% positive that the team trades for Brandon Ayuk that he's going to be the guy that he was in San Francisco right away?
Well, yeah, because it's not like, I don't think systems make wide receivers. Okay? I don't. I think systems can make a quarterback like Brock Purdy be better than he is. I definitely think, like, the 49ers and once upon a time, the Broncos, if you were a running back that had a pulse, you could be a 1,000-yard running back in that system. I don't think it's the same thing for wide receiver. I think wide receivers are made by quarterbacks, so maybe that's where you – but, like
– But you don't like Purdy.
You are correct, which means I like Ayuk even more. I don't dislike Purdy.
Like a big circle here.
I don't dislike Purdy. I just think the hype is through the friggin' roof. Like, he's a good quarterback.
Not after the Super Bowl.
But, like, do I think he's a franchise quarterback? No. And I think people try to I think people conflate and they use things like Tom Brady to conflate good quarterbacks with great quarterbacks simply because you won. And I don't, like, I think any average starting quarterback would look phenomenal in that offense. I think Jared Goff would look like Tom Brady in that offense. I think Baker Mayfield would look like Brock Purdy in that offense.
I mean, Baker was the number one overall pick. Baker has a lot of talent. I think he's a good quarterback.
Well, but right now, who do you think is a better quarterback?
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, because I do think the system is really good.
Really good.
It's a good question.
Thank you.
I don't know that there's an easy answer there.
In fairness, I don't either. But I think my point was, like, I think if you put Kirk Cousins, I think everything we've ever said about Kirk Cousins goes out the window if Kirk Cousins had found his way to San Francisco this offseason. Actually, they tried to sign Kirk. The whole plan was, I think, they were going to sign Kirk Cousins in 2018, and then halfway through 2017, they made the trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, so they never got around to going after Kirk. And I'll tell you, Kirk Cousins has a Super Bowl ring right now in that scenario in the last 5 years. By the way, that means Jimmy Garoppolo is overrated too, which I think a lot of us called out at the time, but, like, Jimmy Garoppolo, a little overrated. Brock Purdy.
What's going on with Saban's hair?
I believe we call that a dye job.
What?
A dye job. What do you think I said?
No, I heard what you said.
Like, that's a fresh, he just got a nice touch up there. It's either that or it's a bad wig. Or it's a bad weave.
It's hard to say.
I meant wig.
It's like he's got, like, Michael Myers hair.
It's like brown hair, but for a skunk. Right?
I wanted to answer what you're talking about there, but I'm so distracted by Nick Saban's mop.
All right. What do you think is more likely? Bad dye job or a rug? Because the more I look at it, it looks very ruggish. It's two-tone.
Ruggish?
Like a
rug-ish?
Yeah. Yes, like...
The line between the two colors are it's very hard.
The sunlight's not helping either.
There's no gradient there at
all.
And
here's the thing. This actually then will push back on our theory that it could be a rug, because the people who the hair companies who can either regrow your hair or give you a rug, the people who do both, they do a very good job of blending those two things. I saw it because they were a client.
All of them? Every one of them?
Well, the client that I had in Charlotte, that a guy that worked the front desk, you could not tell the man had a rug on. And he had a rug. I know because he pulled
what
it off
that?
Once. Because I didn't believe him. He was like, I'm also a client. And then he pulled the rug off and I was like, oh my God. Ugh. Dave. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Doing very well. How
very
are you doing,
well.
Buddy?
I'm calling to tell you, Nick, you're a moron. I don't know what you're talking about half the time on here on these radios.
Oh, thank
like you. You would think the Browns have won 20 Super Bowls over the last few years the way that you talk. You do realize we've been the worst team in the NFL for the past 20 years.
Are you just gonna say something specific, or we just called me to insult? It's okay.
Oh, either way, well, I'll get very specific. What talent do you think that we have a Super Bowl talent roster?
The team that won 11 games with a backup, Dave? I would say that's pretty good.
Well, did you see who we played against? Read me off the names of the quarterbacks.
You know what?
So you're this guy.
You're this guy. Yeah, you're explain away success and make sure. Yeah, okay, you're that guy. Okay, Dave. Yeah.
They're 11 games.
The little sisters of the poor. It's the NFL, Dave. There are no little sisters of the poor. Come on, Dave. Get your head out of your ass.
Talent is lacking. We're not nearly a Super Bowl talented team. It's not even close. It'll be a joke.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, can we make the playoffs this year?
I will say, maybe consult your religious figure. Dave's in a bad place. I don't get it, brother. You can't be an untalented team and win with a backup quarterback. I don't care how many teams you beat. Like, the idea that the Browns this last year were somehow flukish or that they weren't really an 11-win team. If Deshaun played and let's say Deshaun had an average year, and let's go ahead and go down this route, like, I could pick apart the talent on this team. And listen, the defense was hot and cold. I'll give you that too. They were still one of the top five defenses in the NFL. And I don't know if you know this, 11-win teams don't grow on trees, bruh. But thank you for the insult. I needed that today.
You needed it? Woke you up a little bit.
John, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
So earlier you guys were mentioning the Athletic article, and I had Browns listed at 14 of the for pre-draft roster.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious, which seven NFC teams are ahead of them? I know probably the 49ers and maybe the young Green Bay team.
Oh, sorry, it was seven AFC teams that were ahead of them. So it was the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills were four, which is rich. The Dolphins, the Jets, the Bengals, and the Texans.
And NFC?
NFC is the Falcons, the Rams. Oh, this is not aging well. The Rams, the Falcons, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Eagles, that makes sense, and the 49ers.
All right, that's kind of like the AFC teams, there are some that like you mentioned the Bills, but like the NFC side, that's preposterous to have like the Falcons ahead of the have a better roster than the Cleveland Browns. And even if Deshaun's like a top 12 quarterback, they're a top 10 team roster wise before draft.
Well, you know, the previous caller, Dave, would call us both morons for saying that.
No, we're stacked. We have like our roster is a great roster. Last year they had us like a top 5 roster.
I look forward to Dave eating crow in the fall, and we appreciate the call there, John.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Your thoughts. Where would you rank the Browns roster on paper? Cuz we're talking about the
out of the whole league?
Yeah.
12th.
You just pulled that number out of your butt.
Well, yes, of course I did. I don't have every teams roster. In
front of them. Roster. That's the better way to put it. Keith is smarter than I am, and he's going to clip that. What teams roster-wise would you put in front of the Browns?
I have to pull, you put me on the spot. Like, I don't know every roster.
It's literally in the DMs, bruh.
You're the prep guy.
Yeah, you are the prep guy.
Well, I didn't look at the DMs today.
Must not be the prep guy anymore. Oh, you were trying real hard not to say something mean to me, weren't you?
That's okay. I say mean things to you all the time.
That's fair. You and Dave.
I'll let you have this one.
216-474-0092. The Browns, by The Athletic, were ranked the 14th best roster before the draft in the NFL. And then basically they were like, yeah, they've only got 6 picks, so they're not going to do much to help it. Is that too high, too low, or
I think just right? I think 12th.
You've been on that number.
Yeah, I mean, if you look around the AFC, where do you put them in the AFC? I mean, you have to put them probably like 7th
in the AFC. It's like, what are the 6 teams ahead of them? I'm just going to keep going back to that.
Chiefs. I think you got to put
you got a Bills hat on. Wouldn't just be a homer.
Yeah, Buffalo, I think's better.
Not a chance in hell.
Well, their quarterback's way better than ours.
And the rest of the other 52 guys below.
I think Baltimore. I don't know. I mean,
that's 3. We need 3 more.
I think the Dolphins.
Okay. All right. The Dolphins didn't make the playoffs this year.
I'd say the Texans.
Okay, the Texans. Well, they did beat them.
Okay. Mm.
It's 5. We just need 1 more.
What did I say? 7?
Well, no, you said 6. Browns were 7th of the AFC, so you need 6 teams. We got 5 now. Well, I'll count them back to you.
Okay, so they're 6.
Chiefs, Bills, Baltimore.
I'll put them 6th.
6th? So wait, you just give up?
No.
Couldn't find a 6th team?
Nah, because I was thinking about some other teams I think are going to be decent. Like the Chargers, I think, are a decent team. But their roster's not as good as the Browns.
You're really
trying to jam me up here, dude. Like, I mean, come on, dude.
I am. Well, okay, no, the point is I'm just trying to help you get where you want to go.
I got where I wanted to go.
We're driving the car together, all right?
Okay, we arrived.
It's like driver's education. We're driving together.
We arrived.
Because you gave up.
I didn't give up.
You could have found a 6 team. You could have just lied.
I don't want to lie. I wanted to be honest with the folks.
Okay.
Since when?
Okay, assassin.
Let's end the segment. Hey, I've got some news for you.
What's that?
I'm going to tell you next segment. Something really, really exciting could be happening here in Northeast
Browns
Ohio.
Browns move up to 5?
More to come. 216-474-0092 right here.
Are you just doing things that we do at the end of the segment?
Well, because we're up against it, and I just teased what I wanted to talk about next.
On the Fan.
Right here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.